Environmentalists were ecstatic when Negron called this summer for a multi-billion dollar reservoir south of the lake. Anti-fracking forces also took comfort when Negron voted against an industry-backed bill last year. But when asked if he supports an outright ban, Negron says he wants to see the bill first.
My position is, and really reflected by the vote that I took in appropriations last year in the Appropriations Committee, I wasn't comfortable that the bill being offered had the necessary protections of the environment, of the water supply.
The industry bill would have opened the door to fracking in Florida, and it passed the House before dying in Senate appropriations. This year, Republicans in both chambers are promising to file fracking bans, and Rethink Energy Florida founder Kim Ross considers that progress. Even if Negron isn't offering full-throated support, she notes he isn't opposing the move either.
I think overall it's a good sign. In the end, conservative and conservation have the same root.
For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.